Okay, we start off our quiz with this trivia question. What music podcast comes out so infrequently that each time it's published, even faithful subscribers are completely surprised?
Everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 40, or should I say, episode is the Life After 40. Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. I'm your host, Janlon Thompson, and if my voice sounds a bit different today, it's because I'm recovering from a case of the common cold. Anyway, I will be spreading over the next roughly half hour or so the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. And if you're tuning in for the first time, this is an irregularly scheduled, well, very irregularly scheduled music podcast featuring tunes from or inspired by the Commodore 64 home computer. This time coming to you at a proper volume setting after last edition's audio level hiccup. So if you were one of those unfortunate few that managed to download episode 39 within, well, the first couple of days of its release and never got the fixed version, please go back and download the fixed one from c64takeaway.com. Opening up today's show, an introduction from P.W. Fenton, who does the most excellent podcasts, Perfect Head and Digital Flotsam. That's at perfecthead.com and digitalflotsam.org, respectively. I first heard this introduction on Perfect Head number 16, and I thought, whoa, does this guy know me or what? And so I shipped him an email saying, hey, P-Dub, can I use this one on the next edition of the C64 Takeaway, seeing as that's also a irregularly scheduled music podcast that manages, at least judging from the feedback I get whenever I put out a new episode, manages to surprise even the most faithful of you. And he let me do that. Let me use that. So thanks a lot, P-Dub, for that. Following that little jingle was one of the classic SIDs, Druid by Dave Hanlon from the 1986 Firebird game. And coming up later on today's show, we're going to have plenty more classics as I bring you plenty of reinvigorated retro goodness. All of today's tunes are either from or reinterpreted from early C64 game tunes. So all of today's tunes were originally composed between 1984 and 1986. And having done 1986, we're going to do 1985 now. This is Jay Rooney's Sorrow, the small ensemble mix, originally a set by John Fitzpatrick, put out for the Datasoft game of the same name back in 1985. Sorrow. We'll be right back. Followed by a remix of Comic Bakery, a little electro remix by FTC from the album 104 Eternal. Sid originally put out in the Imagine game in 1986 called, well, surprise, Comic Bakery. You can find FTC's new album as a digital download only from c64audio.com, where it will set you back. Let me just type it up here on the other computer. That'll teach me to do my homework next time. Here we go. It'll set you back the album £5.99. It's a massive 34 tracks. And if you buy it online, well, if you buy it anywhere, because online is the only place you can buy it, you'll also get a massive 49 bonus tracks on a separate CD, but it's digital download, so you get them in a separate directory and it's all bonus bits. $5.99 c64audio.com. Right, this time of contrary to what I usually do, I've rolled feedback and news all into one, so let's start with the feedback rather than the news this time. Thanks to everyone who sent me email about how nice it was to get another dose of the takeaway last time. It always leaves me with a warm, fuzzy feeling to know that I've managed to attract such a dedicated and loyal audience as yourselves. Conrad also wrote in to say, to point out that it had to happen one day. I've been using this catchphrase in the intro, saying that the C64 Takeaway's mission is to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can, which sort of backfired for episode 39, because it must have been around minus 20 decibels. And yeah, Conrad, you're right. But luckily I managed to get it fixed. I also got an email from Stefan, or Stebe, as he's probably more known in if you've been playing around with the high voltage Sid collection. And he's a diehard Sid fan. He is. He's very much involved with the high voltage Sid collection. And he says, I'm listening to your podcast for weeks now, working on my way up from episode one. And then he goes on to say something about making the commute to work pass quite quickly. But he also says, and that's what I wanted to get at, was that I was never really into C64 remixes a lot, but your podcast introduced me to a lot of interesting and brilliant tunes. And that means a lot to me, coming from a diehard Sid fan such as yourself. I emailed back and forth with Stebba a bit more after that, and he says that he does miss some of the more new Sid tunes. You can understand that I'm playing all the classics, all the stuff like Druid, but also all the Rob Hubbard and Ben Dalglish and Fred Gray and David Whittaker and what have you. But it's actually a question of sources, because I don't really have that many recordings from the Commodore 64, and my own Commodore 64 is in a box somewhere in the basement. There is, of course, the Stone Oak Valley's authentic Sid collection, which is a collection of recordings from a real C64 in MP3 form. But unfortunately, the mirrors for the site are down. So if anyone out there is feeling mighty generous bandwidth-wise, I suggest someone get in touch with them. They say that they are going to have the site up again running with downloads on in early 2008. So that's a bit far away. Yeah, January 1st, 2008, it says here on their site. Anyway, that was a bit of sidetracking. But yeah, I mainly have the classic sets in MP3 form. And yeah, I know I could just set up one of the older computers and run SID play on that one and feed that into the mixer and have access to all of the high voltage SID collection, but it just doesn't feel right. It should be coming from a C64. It shouldn't be coming from an emulator, no matter how good it is. So that's that settled. In news, there's a rumor out about Press Play on Tape recording some new material. Commenting on an article on both the C64 in general and Press Play on Tape in particular, in a Danish newspaper, Berlingske Tidende, Theo Engel Nielsen from the band wrote on October 4th that, and I quote, on the printed version, Berlingske have deleted a next in front of year, telling you that the album will be out this Christmas, which it will not be. And yes, we are recording at the moment. Have a lot of material at this point, but want some more so we can kill some darlings. End quote. So hopefully, sometime in 2008, another Press Play on Tape CD, which I'll be looking very much forward to. There's also some new material out from Ryan Overhand. This time he's done another video of his live loop recording. This time he's done Green Beret by Martin Galway using a loop device called the Echoplex from Gibson. And I'll have a link to the YouTube video on c64takeaway.com, where you can see Ryan doing a very, very good rendition of Martin Galway's Green Beret. And he plays all the instruments himself, and he does it in one take, where he just layers loop upon loop and upon loop, and it's mind-blowing to watch it. Something else that I'm not sure it's mind-blowing, but it's very interesting to watch as well, is Rob Hubbard, the old, not old in that sense, but you know what I mean. The guy who is a legend among C64 nuts and aficionados like ourselves. Rob did a speech in at Assembly 2002 called On the Golden Days of Computer Game Music. I first watched this video a couple of years ago, and so far it's only been available as Windows Media download from scene.org, but it's now on YouTube as well, and links for that, c64takeaway.com as well. What else is new? We've got On the Edge, the spectacular rise and fall of Commodore, a very good book by Brian Bagnell. I imported it, I think, from either from North America or from Canada, and took a month to get here and cost me a lot of money in postage way back. But it's now also available from Amazon UK. So if you're in Europe, you can now get it from a dealer closer by. Link for that, c64takeaway.com as well. And if you're out shopping for books making up a wish list for Christmas, I don't know whether this next one will be out for Christmas, but there's also Andrew Fish. Then there's also Christmas next year or your birthday or whatever. But Andrew Fisher has written a book called Golden Years, the Commodore 64 book 1982 to 19XX. And the author, Andrew Fisher, has written for magazines including Commodore Force, Commodore Format, and Retro Gamer. And the book will be covering 200 classic and some not-so-classic Commodore titles with fascinating trivia about the machine, the programmers, the companies, and the games themselves. But please note that this book will have a limited print run, and pre-ordering will help guarantee that the book goes into print. So head over to c64goldenyears.com, where you can pre-order and read about Andrew and read a sample of the 1982 chapter. Oh yeah, and according to a post on the remix64.com message board, the book introduction will be written by gaming legend Jeff Minter, he who did Matrix on the Commodore 64 and Matrix on the VIC-20, which is only one of the best action games ever. Yeah, that might be something looking into. Closing up the feedback news section, I mentioned this being the Is There Life After 40 episode. I wouldn't go as far as to say that this is the midlife crisis edition of the C64 Takeaway, but what is happening, though, is that I have been very irregular, podcast-wise, and I'm also starting on a new job on November 1st, which is 2 months shy of me being me having a 2-year anniversary with my current employer. So what I've decided to do is rather than come out every once in a while or every not so once in a while and feel bad about not doing a show, what I'll actually do is that I'll not do a show this time on purpose. I'll be putting the C64 Takeaway on ice for 3 months. And so that means November, December, January, so should it be back around early February. Not on February 1st, because what I'll do is I'll not think about the C64 Takeaway for 3 months, and then on February 1st I'll start looking into what's been released at remix.quid.org and if any new CDs have come out or any of that, and then pick it up from there. As some of you might know, I also run remix.quid.org, and I recently took a month's break off that, and that was quite reinvigorating. So I thought, well, with a new job coming on up and some pretty tight deadlines from the word go, I thought rather than fool myself and fool you guys, I'd do it probably regularly. Well, not regular, but I'll schedule a little holiday for myself. So I'll see you guys in 3 months' time when this is done. We're not done yet, though, because we have more music coming up. Next up, another rendition of Green Beret, not by Ryan Overhand, but by Alistair Brimble. This is Green Beret full orchestral remix of the tune from the game Green Beret, put out by Imagine and Konami in 1986. Green Beret Full Orchestra by, well, remixed by Alistair Brimble from the 1986 Imagine Konami game, tuned by Martin Galway originally, followed by Rowley's remix of Spy vs. Spy 2 called the Late Night Mellow Mix, originally, I said, by Nick Scalim from the First Star game from 1985. Right, it's almost time to leave you for this edition. Before I close up shop, the usual practical information. The show site with show notes and links to everything featured on this episode can be found on c64takeaway.com. That's the letter C, the number 64, takeaway, all one word, .com. Where you can, of course, get in touch. Also, you can also, of course, get in touch either by email to c64takeaway@gmail.com or by leaving your comments on the site c64takeaway.com. Right, this is it. It's time now to close down the bar and wipe out off the whatever it is you wipe out off when you close a bar. I can't remember. And I actually used to hold a bartending gig for a short while. Maybe it had something to do with the beer being free because it was at school. I won't take up any more of your time now with this insane blabbering. We're going to go into a remix of Glider Rider. This is by Terminal Storm. It's called Gliding Into a Sunset Mix. The original tune is by David Whittaker and was released with their 1986 Quicksilver game called, oddly enough, Glider Rider. Please stay subscribed to the podcast feed if you're already subscribed. Otherwise, subscribe so you'll know when I'm back on the air sometime in February. Oops. I managed to do this entire show without hitting the microphone stand, and I managed to do it in the last minute of the show. Oh well, that hopefully that just makes it feel more real for you. So whatever you do in the next 3 months or so, be safe. I'll see you guys on the other side. Here's Terminal Storm, Glider Rider.